In a world of prefab boy bands and plastic pop princesses, Gorillaz are the ultimate manufactured band. Even though they are a bunch of cartoon characters, their debut album sold more than 6 million copies worldwide. They were nominated for MTV Awards and even a Grammy. And their recent tour sold out venues in the U.S. and Canada. NPR's Susan Stone takes a look behind the lines of Gorillaz.
Gorillaz call their music zombie hip-hop, but that doesn't quite do justice to this collage of styles.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
Lead singer 2D has a blank stare and is missing a couple teeth, but still exudes a boyish charm and sweet vocals. Bass player Murdoch resembles one of the undead, thanks to his devilish glare and green teeth. Guitarist Noodle is an 11-year-old Japanese girl. The drummer and rapper Russell is American. He loves hip-hop and looks a bit, well, like a gorilla.
Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes.
Gorillaz are the poorly behaved brain children of British pop star Damon Albarn and comic artist Jamie Hewlett, creator of the post-apocalyptic anti-heroine Tank Girl. Albarn and Hewlett are long-term inhabitants of the pop culture scene in the UK, and to a certain extent, the US. Albarn's band Blur had 10 years of acclaim. Celebrity got tiresome, so the two developed what seemed like an alternative.
I've always been a great believer that cartoon characters will ultimately be far more interesting to the public than real people.
Yeah, we're actually trying to sort of demonstrate that they are.
This is a massive, very expensive demonstration to the public. And it's working.
Now they're behind Gorillaz, along with American indie hip-hop producer Dan the Automator Nakamura. With a mix of dance, hip-hop, Latin rhythms, and Japanese language samples, the self-titled debut album is an international whirlwind tour by way of a skateboard. It features appearances by the rhythm section of the Talking Heads, Bay Area rapper Del the Funky Homo Sapien, a singer from the New York-based Japanese duo Chibo Mato, and this track, Latin Simone, featuring Cuban vocalist Ibrahim Ferrer of the Buena Vista Social Club. For the musicians, their pen and ink alter egos provide a little anonymity to try new styles and collaborate with an array of musical talent. For the marketers, a cartoon band like Gorillaz can play double duty, enthralling teens and young adults on the radio and MTV, and appealing to young kids on the Cartoon Network, and Gorillaz' multi-layered interactive website, where you find out the most about the band. But there were some challenges, says Dan the Automator.
The advantages to cartoons are, you know, they handle the two-dimensional medium far better, pictures, animation, TV, the web. The bad side is they have a hard time touring.
They certainly do.
At their sold-out Washington, D.C. concert, Gorillaz showed just how hard it can be. Their live show was high-tech and high-concept. A video screen at the very top of the stage showed cartoons, geometric shapes and colors, and the band's music videos. But pay no attention to the band behind the curtain. Most of the stage was covered with gauzy scrims. If the lights hit just right, you could see silhouettes of the band, which, by the way, didn't feature most of the high-profile musical guests from the album. After the show, much of the audience left with what seemed like unrequited longing. Stosh Kaczynski drove 5 hours from Greensboro, North Carolina, to see Gorillaz.
It was really, really good. I mean, and I feel stupid saying it, but I'm disappointed that I didn't, like, see the band, that, like, the screen didn't come up. I mean, there's something about going to see a concert, you know?
Lori Karkeet and her friends paid double for their tickets on eBay, but emerged half-satisfied. A performer they really like, who rapped on the album, wasn't on this tour. And overall, while they liked the animation and they liked the music, they simply wanted to see both at the same time.
We appreciate what they're trying to do with the screens and everything, but we felt the animation and a live performance would have been incredible, and that's what we wanted, you know?
No.
See the animation and see the band.
See the band, I think, would probably be a little bit
more. See the animation
is incredible.
See the band
a little bit more.
A concert, in a way, is kind of like a blind date. You know, you want to see if they're paying attention to you.
John Pareles is chief pop critic for the New York Times. He sees the audience's longing for contact as a victory for a reality that's sometimes rare in the post-MTV internet world.
The fact that people want to see the Gorillas, want to make eye contact, want to watch them sweat, want to see, you know, if they're grinning at each other or if they hate each other, all that is testimony to the interactive quality of live music. And I'm kind of glad that people still want it.
Gorillas are trying to refashion these expectations and eliminate the nuisance aspects of pop celebrity, while still selling millions of albums. Damon Albarn would prefer to be left alone in the studio, rather than doing interviews like this one.
It's just become a sort of ridiculous sort of... It's almost become a more important than the music making, the way you sell it.
That's not the way the music business is these days?
Yeah, but as I'm saying, I don't want to be part of that, and I'm trying to facilitate a sort of an alternative, and we're nearly there.
Jamie Hewlett says the band has addressed the fabricated nature of modern music while turning it on its head at the same time.
Gorillaz is definitely a manufactured band, but they've been manufactured by people who care about what they do and want to do it properly. Mm. It's not just manufactured to make as much money as possible and sell rubbish to kids.
The success of Gorillaz will probably lead to more animated bands, which means music will become a more mediated experience. And there will be challenges to what rock music itself means, says critic John Pareles.
You know, we have this myth of the rock band as they got together in the garage, they paid their dues, they played in bars. There's also the alternate track of the band that was put together by a producer to make a certain impression and made a bunch of money. Gorillaz obviously didn't get together in a garage somewhere, they got together in a studio. So they're semi-real. But they're all kinds of layers of artifice in popular music. I mean, one of the good things about the Gorillaz is that they make you think about it.
For now, Gorillaz go back to the drawing board. Their next album, along with a full-length animated movie, comes out in 2004. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.
There's a monkey in the jungle, watching a paper trail. Caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we...
For more about Gorillaz, that's Gorillaz with a Z, see our website, npr.org.